This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, earlier this week, there was that that tanker ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge down in Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. Remember we were talking about this? And also, like, there were people that obviously died from this, and it was just a horrific accident, it turns out to be, it looks like, anyway, at this point. And I remember our president coming on TV saying, you know, the American government's going to rebuild the bridge, which they should, but who's going to pay for it? Oh, we're going to pay for it. You know, the ship has insurance, and the insurance is Lloyd's of London.
Oh.
And Lloyd's of London put out a statement yesterday that this is going to cost them billions of dollars. And it should cost them billions of dollars, and it should cost whoever owns that ship billions of dollars.
Isn't Lloyd's of London the ones that will insure things like Adele's voice and stuff like
that?
Yeah. So they're famous.
There's Chubb Insurance, there's Lloyd's of London, and other. I know it's very funny for you to say when you hear me say that. But the fact of the matter is that before you run out and you say something, you know, you got to understand exactly the enormity of what is happening, and understand that there's money to be had from other entities that should be paying for this catastrophic error or malfunction on this boat.
See, now you're doing what I did the other day.
What's that?
I want to come back. I want to do Knicks and the Yankees, and now you're going Lloyd's of London.
Billions. But I know that we were talking about this the other day.
No, I know.
And I said the financial catastrophe on top of the deaths is going to make this one of the worst situations that, you know, the Eastern Seaboard has seen. It's like having a major hurricane rip through and having one of these bridges collapse right in the canal.
Yeah, I really liked what I heard from that Baltimore mayor, a young guy, and he answered every question just perfectly during his press conferences. People were throwing stuff at him, and, you know, someone asked, like, how long is it going to take to be rebuilt? And, like, his answer, he just fired right back and just did it in a way that was not politician-like.
No, he was very aggressive, which I appreciate.
I don't know anything about his politics, who he is, what he's done. I'm just saying, in those press conferences,
he seemed like he was in charge.
Yeah, and he was far younger than I am.
Maryland proud, Baltimore strong are four of the words that he used.
Yeah.
And, you know, something that I could appreciate, and I don't really care about his politics, but when you're a mayor in that situation, you have to stand up and look like you actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you're a leader. I think he's a Democrat in that city. But, you know, it's the catastrophe is enormous for that whole area there. Think about all the jobs that are now going to be shut down for years and years and years until they're able to clear that channel. As I was saying, it's one of the busiest ports on the Eastern Seaboard, and a lot of the other ports on the Eastern Seaboard, including Newark and Philadelphia and Norfolk, are all going to have to take on extra responsibility in this regard.
And Brandon Scott 39 years old. He's been the mayor since 2020, so he was 35 when he got the job. So, yeah. All right. So, opening day. Yes.
Yes.
Yankees. All right. So, give me the setup for you. I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. So, at 4:10, because trying to commandeer the... See, I'm not one of these guys that people say, you don't have multiple TVs in the one... No, I don't do that anymore. We have a house with a living room. We got TVs in other rooms. When you're like an adult and you got kids and a wife and you have like several TVs up on the wall, like you're a Dave and Buster's,
yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Unless now, you're in the basement.
Right. Now
you got to be in the basement.
Now, my basement is unfinished at this point. At some point, I would like to finish it and I could put up multiple TVs in there. But we don't have that right now. So the setup for downstairs, if I want to be anywhere near my family... So they're going to be in the family room with the TV because just in case the kids want to scream and put something on there, fine. So then I move to this little kitchen nook that I have that's basically turned into my sports TV.
Yep.
And I sit there. I'm going to sit down at 4:10. I'm going to put my feet up on the ottoman, and I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to pour myself a Casamigos Cristalino and Spindrift, lemon Spindrift.
Oh, Spindrift.
A lemon Spindrift, yes, that's right. And I'm going to sit there. I'm going to take this game in and get this season started. So, I mean, it is, of course, it's such a long season, and there's going to be many, many overreactions, but going into this year, this is a far more pressurized situation for the Yankees than it is the Mets, because the Mets have the built-in excuse of, David Stern just got here, we're rebuilding the farm system, this is about next year and all these years beyond, it's not about now. Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner said that it's about now. And it is for everybody because, as you see with the Gerrit Cole injury, and that's just one thing that could happen last year with the Aaron Judge injury, you've got those two guys in their prime still, and hopefully Gerrit Cole comes back healthy. Those two guys in their prime still. Giancarlo Stanton still a guy who could be a factor, and now Juan Soto for at least 1 year. This is a... This is a window situation.
This is an all-in year.
Yes.
At least it was until Gerrit Cole got hurt. But, you know, I think they're a good team. I really do. And I think that the addition of Juan Soto, as we have talked about ad nauseum this morning, it feels like, is going to be the big difference. It stretches out the lineup. And unfortunately, DJ LeMay, who's already hurt. But I would just like to see their best players all be able to play somewhere between 125 and 145 games. That would be nice. And I do think that the Mets are going to be better than we think they're going to be. I do think that their starting pitching is somewhat questionable. Their starting rotation, especially with Kodai Senga, you know, on the shelf right now. But it's really unfortunate that Gerrit Cole is not pitching today. That is, I mean, like, I would watch a game just to watch him pitch.
Of course. I mean, he was
the grinder, man.
I mean, he really was the reason to watch the Yankees last year. When he was on the mound, you wanted to watch him because he was in the midst of a Cy Young year. He was dominant. I mean, he was the bright spot in what was an otherwise lost season.
It was like watching Jacob deGrom pitching for the Mets when he won the Cy Young.
Oh.
Same thing, right?
Oh. What do we have here? Has this been planned? Has this been set up?
No, the call is not set up.
Oh, okay. But what is the... Well, we'll find out.
I think the other thing is...
Oh, Frank the Tank. What's going on, Frank? Good morning. Frank Fleming from Barstool. How are you?
Going well. Got Frank Walks is growing every day.
Yes, it is.
You got the Saquon Barkley episode out now.
Yes, I did see... I have not watched it yet, but I did see the preview. That is... That's cool. How was Saquon with you?
Oh, he's very nice. Very nice. I think the Giants made a little bit of a blunder not re-signing him. People can't blame him for going to Philadelphia. I mean, the Giants didn't even really give him an offer. They basically said, okay, we're not going to value the running back position. That's something that's happening in the NFL these days. And now he's an Eagle, and the Eagles are a complete team, and the Giants, well, they're a complete joke.
Did the Giants make as big of a mistake as the Dolphins did letting Christian Wilkins go?
Probably.
Really? Wow.
Christian Wilkins is the heart and soul of that defense.
Well, I mean, so how can they be the same? I mean, that's a huge loss for the Dolphins.
Well, the Dolphins are actually in a better position to win or they were. And now the Giants had just, they've been spinning their wheels since winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we kind of all know that. So, Frank, the Tank's with us. So, Frank, where did you and Saquon do your walk?
That was where, it was actually in his neighborhood.
In his neighborhood.
Okay. So, right. So it says here that Frank is excited to do the walk with Boomer. So, have you guys set up a future Frank walks together?
Yes, we have.
Oh, I love that.
We have?
Yes.
You don't know this?
No, I know it.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay, that would
mess with Frank.
Oh, okay. So, when are you guys going to be walking?
Very soon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it'll be in April. So,
all right, nice.
You better be prepared, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to hear about it from the Devils having such a lousy season.
Yeah, but you know, I don't take great joy out of that. I mean, I love the fact that you're a hockey fan. You know, there's supposedly people around here tell me there aren't a lot of us, and I argue back that there are a lot of us. We just are very passionate about our teams, but we don't, like, for some reason, we don't act the way football fans act. I don't know why that is.
I think the reason why hockey doesn't get the respect it gets is because it doesn't get the hype it gets. It kind of gets lost in the four sports. It kind of is like the fourth sport for almost everybody.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, and, right? I mean, it may be the best sport out of all of them.
Yeah, it really is a great sport. It really is, especially in the playoffs.
Hey, Frank, you sound like you have a little bit of a cold. Are you all right?
Yeah, I got this is winter. It's just been beating me up.
Yeah, sucks.
We haven't had much of a warm winter. I mean, usually you get some days where it's like 60 degrees. We haven't had too many 60 degrees.
You're out there walking every day in it.
Yep.
Yep.
So how long is our walk? Do we time it or is it distance-wise?
My walks are typically an hour, but my Frank walks with the people usually are like 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
We make that. Wherever we can walk, we might walk in a circle or something like that, and we let the conversation flows.
Now, is this going to be in the city or on Long Island? We'll give specific places, but in the city or on Long Island?
We are going to do it in the city.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I want to take him somewhere.
Oh. All
he
right.
He doesn't know where I'm going to take him, but I want to take him somewhere.
Well, listen, I hope it's not a food spot because that would be counterproductive here.
No, it's not a food spot.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
It does sound interesting.
All right. All right, Frank. Well, right.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it, Frank.
Well, thank you. I can't wait.
All right, Frank Fleming. So what about the Mets this year? Over, under. I won't give you their regular over, under number. I'll give you a different one. Mets over, under 76.5 wins.
If things go right, they could win 84 games.
That's their ceiling, 84.
Yes.
Now, what is their floor?
110 losses.
Oh, jeez. Oh, let's hope that's not the case, Frank.
Stay in touch, man. Can't wait for the Boomer and Frank walks and feel a little better, will you?
Yeah, it's just a minor cold. It's a minor inconvenience.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
I see you, Frankie.
Frank Fleming, Frank the Tank. And Frank walks with Boomer. So who did they reach out to? Al, they reach out to you about this?
They did not.
Oh, no, okay. They reached out to Bob Plansker.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They went through the foundation.
Went through the foundation. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, they know what they're doing.
They don't want to get Al involved. I don't think they like Al.
False.
The Barstool people love Al.
Oh, they do love Al?
Okay. Yeah. They absolutely love Al. That is going to be great. So, he's had a lot of big. He's had J.J. Watt, Saquon Barkley, Mike Francesa, Scott Van Pelt. I'm trying to think of a few others off the top of my head, but he's really doing a great job with this, and it's also correlating with this health journey that he is on as he's lost hundreds of pounds.
Yes.
By walking every single day.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take him to a food place, but okay. I am going to take him to a very, very special place. That's all I can tell you.
All right, I think I know where you're going.
Hope you guys don't get punched in the face.
Yeah, you're.
Have we as a group been in this special place?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something?
I'm conflating these two. You know, where the guy in the subway going, pow! He's just going up to Boomer in front. Pow!
Pow! Pow! Pow!
Oh, it's unbelievable. Mm. And then you can at least put it up on TikTok after you get smashed in the face.
I mean, you've come close now in several instances by your own admission of having to knock somebody out.
Yes.
Now, you being you.
But I'm 62 years old, so I'm not like 35-year-old boomer anymore.
Yeah, but you could still knock somebody out.
Yeah, I just practice on Al. And I, as long as I can handle Al, I know I can handle pretty much anything that comes my way. But the only time that I really ever got nervous about something was getting ready to go cross the Williamsburg Bridge in my car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When a guy came and cut me off and got out of the car and started screaming. And I didn't. You know, I'm like, what is this all about? And I didn't know whether or not this was like a dupe thing.
It was,
like, you know,
a setup
thing. And they didn't know who I was. I have tinted windows and things of that nature. They had no idea. Turned on my cell phone and videotaped the whole interaction. And I just felt like it was a total setup and I could feel it. And then at that time, a police cruiser came right down and stopped and asked me what was going on.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you go ask him and them?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the only time that I really felt like I was uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure what exactly was going to happen.
Now, do you think like
that was in the middle of the day, by the way.
Do you think that I'm a celebrity, I can't do this restraint thing pops into your head? Or do you just like, it's just instinctual?
So if I were Daniel Penny and I was on the subway and saw what was happening, I think I would have to get involved.
Yeah.
Now, he's obviously younger, stronger, probably more active than I am. And I look at him as a hero.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to be killed, but you also don't want anybody else to get hurt on that subway car. And that's why I believe most of those people that were on that car would probably support him. And if they don't, then it's a joke.
Yeah. So basically, there are situations in which you feel like I can't walk away from this because I'm Boomer. I have to get involved.
I think there may be. I mean, there have been situations where I totally have gone to another subway car.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I have tried to cross the street and not get involved with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll never forget another time I was leaving work here and I was walking down the street and there was a guy screaming at people. I mean, he was obviously not right.
Mm.
He was either high or he was mentally deranged or whatever the situation was. And at the top of his lungs, he was yelling at people that are walking right past him. And I was on that side of the street. I said, you know, I'm not dealing with this. I just crossed over and walked down the other side of the street.
Was the Baltimore situation, you almost got involved.
Yeah, well, that was in the train station. And thankfully, the guy at the New York Giants got up and got in the middle of all that.
I feel like we're getting close. There's just more and more instances piling up.
You know, yeah, but that wasn't really towards me. That was, you know, Coach Cower started engaging the guy.
It's like, you know, you
and
hang
like,
out.
Once you engage a guy, and now all of a sudden that guy wants to engage back, and you're like, oh my God, what are we doing here?
It's one of these, if you hang out in a barbershop, at some point you're going to get a haircut spot. You know?
I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
What it means is, you keep hanging around the city, doing stuff outside, getting involved in these public places.
Yeah.
That at some point, something bad's going to happen. So it's like, the analogy is, you hang around the barbershop too long, at some point you're getting a haircut.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know, or tattoo shops, another one people say.
Yeah, but I you know, I've been kind of like, you know, for the most part, been able to avoid a lot of that crap, even when I was the starting quarterback of the Jets and we sucked.
Hey, that's the toughest one. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back, and he's got another update and moment of the day for us. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Well, it's supposed to be opening day at Citi Field for the Mets and the Brewers about 1 o'clock today. That, however, as we know, yesterday postponed till tomorrow at 1:40. So we've only got one in terms of the New York area for an opening day, and it's in Houston between the Yankees and the Astros. Here's Nestor Cortes, the opening day starter for the Bombers, in terms of expectations for a pitch number for game number one.
As of right now, I don't know exactly the number, but I'm thinking 80 to 85 would be like the goal to get there. You know, first start, we're still building up. Hopefully, like I said, 80-85.
Before it gets into the bullpen, Framber Valdez goes for Houston. The Yankees did acquire John Birdie from the Marlins yesterday, 294 hitter last year with Miami. Here was Aaron Boone.
I feel like we're getting a really good player. You know, obviously with DJ being down, he very much figures in the third base mix. And then, you know, hopefully once we're whole, serves as that, as you know, a guy that can play all over the infield, even play some outfield.
Yankees and Astros on the Fan with Game. In terms of the NFL, you remember way back when, Boomer, you took me to AT&T Stadium, it was Cowboy Stadium at the time, for a Monday night game.
Yes.
And Kevin Harlan was your partner, and we talked about, and he was discussing how he practices wherever he's going. He tries to look and visualize and do play-by-play to get himself ready for games.
100%.
Turns out Mike McCarthy might be doing the same thing in terms of the calls he's got to make on the field. He was in Orlando and says, yeah, I kind of go through things like that.
I'm always calling the game, you know, whether it's in the shower or driving to work.
Sure,
I think
sure.
You have to approach it that way because, you know, so many of those decisions or just really your approach and mindsets are developed in the offseason.
Mike McCarthy in the shower. That's something I really want to think
away.
So I don't like to call what I do in the shower. I'm going to grab the soap. I'm going to soap up my chest first. I'm going to work my way down to my penis and balls. Then I'm going to scrub in there, and then I'm going to move to my backside. Then I'll grab a little bit of shampoo, rub it into my hair. And then I don't use conditioner anymore because I don't have enough hair up there, and I'll go through that.
Stupid. Jesus. No, it's interesting. Taking that trip with Frank Reich this past month, and I said, how's it feel not to have anything on your plate this off season? And it was like the weight of the world lifted off of him.
Mm,
yeah. You know, and that's...
Makes it easier when he still gets paid.
Yes.
That's true.
He does.
And
it's
a
called,
lot.
And it's called hazard pay.
Yes.
But I would say, though, in relation to Mike McCarthy, what I think about is actually active players think this way. I know quarterbacks who, like me, back in the day, like, it never left you. Like, you always thought in the offseason, who are you opening against?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be on their team? And then you watch a draft. Oh, they just drafted another freaking pass rusher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're drafting another wide receiver, which was great. But it never leaves you when you are in it. And if you are in it and you're all in it, it should be affecting you kind of like the way that affects Mike McCarthy.
I now have that image of him in the shower.
Then I apply the lotion.
Stupid.
One leg at a time. Start with the left leg.
By the
right
way,
leg.
Then I put my ball sack underwear on.
That's right. I use Shinesty ball hammock underwear. Stick well, my know, balls right in there.
He needs that. I bet you he's got chafing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He definitely, everybody needs it, but him as a larger guy really needs it.
Speaking of Frank and not having any stress, did you see the Nick Saban story? How he had to get himself a react. Were you going to do that coming up?
No. I read it in the show sheet, but yes.
Bizarre. Like, they never sent an email until now?
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I
do.
Come
really?
On, never sent an
These
email?
People, you have to understand something, man. They sacrifice everything in
that.
Their life to
I
be a
that.
Football coach.
I'm aware.
Even high school football coaches are like lunatics like this. It's not just pro.
It's not just college.
He's exaggerating.
If you are a football coach, you are a maniac.
Yep. Okay.
Did you have a maniac in high school?
I did. I learned how to function as a human
right.
in the world.
No, right. they don't. They don't. Mm.
I don't know that I'm buying that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
He might have been behind the times and was exaggerating this story, but there's no way that he'd never sent anything.
Plus, he's a much older coach. Now, I would think that Mike McDaniel down there in Miami, you would think that he would be very hip and up on things, right?
Yeah, well, for sure.
But the older coaches, I'm telling you, man.
I don't buy it, but okay.
I do.
Speaking of hip and up to date on things, just one from the Nightcap podcast, only because I love their idea here. Shannon and Chad Ochocinco were thinking about bringing the show to a live audience in Atlanta, which they seem to love. Just how they think it might go. You're talking about the land of barbecue and strip clubs, as they say.
That could be a different type of show. Nightcap After Dark. Yeah. Magic City
yeah. version. Oh, y'all know what it is, but all the way live from ATL, Georgia. It's your favorite, huh? Hey. Y'all know who it is coming at you. We all the way live down here in Magic City. The wings, the thighs are on point. Oh, one more time, y'all. $10 for the top, $10 for the bottom is all it takes to get those draws to fall. Come on down here and get down with your boy.
I told you.
That's all off the top of his head.
God. That's the Shannon Sharp. Behind the scenes that I work
with. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
I mean, if that happens, I may have to fly down to Atlanta and be part of that thing. And I am not kidding. Like, what an experience that would be.
You're not kidding. Pretty kind of fun. The Knicks beat the Raptors 145.
Boomer and Jew live at the Dollhouse. On Sunrise Highway in Oakdale.
I think it's closed, that place. There's other ones.
145-101, the final, as they won 7 of 8. Miles McBride had 6 threes in the first. He had 29 points, and Mitchell Robinson was back after a 50-game absence. 8 points, couple of rebounds, couple of block shots in 12 minutes. First things first, Tom Thibodeau, 145 points. Wow.
Just, you know, I thought... created shots for each other, created advantages, trusted the pass.
And it certainly worked. Here he was on Robinson.
Yeah, you never know what to expect, but it's a good baseline for us. And I like the way he moved. He'll get better and better each day.
No doubt. So the Knicks now a half game ahead of Cleveland for third place in the East as the Hornets beat the Cavaliers 118-111. Should be noted, Jalen Brunson had 26 points and 7 assists, and Bojan Bogdanović hit 4 threes and wound up with 18 off the bench. The Nets beat the Wizards in overtime 122-119. Now the Rockets, I can't believe I'm doing this, but the Rockets right on the heels of the Warriors for 10th in the West as they continue to win at a big clip.
Shot clock already down the 9. Needing some help. Double team comes out. Green, step back. Going to try a deep 3-pointer. And he knocks it down! Rockets up by 6 with a minute remaining.
10 straight wins for the Rockets, who are just one game. They remain one game behind Golden State as they win in overtime in Oklahoma City. Now, do you guys remember the movie Warriors from 1970? Oh, you've heard
Warriors.
Of it at least. Right, so I'll play that.
Warriors, come out to play.
Relatively famous for us older guys, correct?
Yes. Okay.
So I get you to Ty Eason, a member of the Rockets, who did this after the game.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
Is that low?
That's great.
Like that.
How about that?
Yeah, you got to love that.
This team's fired up.
I actually don't know that reference, believe it or not.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought around the radio station. We used to do that in the newsroom a lot. I don't know the movie. I just know that clip.
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's a bizarre movie. Very, very 70s.
Yeah? Like you have to be high to watch it type of thing?
No, not that weird.
Yeah.
No. It's about gangs, and there's a big gang meeting, and
everybody showed up with bats and bats and chains, and here they'll show up with guns and knives and Uzis and fentanyl and everything else. So
okay.
It's a little different.
College basketball back on CBS tonight. We got the Sweet 16. UConn facing San Diego State, one of the 4 games. And speaking of CBS, I do this because a CBS 2 fixture here in New York did say goodbye.
Welcome back. Before we sign off tonight, we have a bittersweet announcement.
Yes, this is my last newscast, my last 6 o'clock news with you here at Channel 2. It's my last day at Channel 2. 34 years I've been here.
Incredible.
So that's Dana Tyler.
Yeah, but why a Wednesday?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What a question.
Friday. No. I love all of you guys. And then, lastly, thank you. This is unbelievable.
All right, that's not Dana Tyler. I was trying.
Well, Dana was there for 34 years.
Right, and so I
Chris
was...
Chris Carlin was here for a year.
I love you all. Okay. We have only just begun.
Shut up.
I feel like I should be dropping the mic right now and walking off the stage. JJ out. Be good, everybody.
So... I couldn't believe how she held it together. 34 years, it's her final night.
Yeah.
And then we learned the secret that she gave us, that maybe Chris Carlin and others that have, that have struggled on their way out the door.
Yeah,
have not
struggled.
JJ did it well. Here's the reveal.
I want to say that was pre-taped because I didn't want to ugly cry. Yeah. And so I'm going to just say one other thing, or two or three.
She taped her goodbye and everything she had to say so that she could get through it and not sound like Carlin.
I love you all. God bless. Stay safe.
Oh.
The McMahon. That's sad. Oh, my God.
I just Wikipedia'd her. She dated Phil Collins for a long time. Like the... drummer.
Dana Tyler from CBS.
That's what it says here, yeah.
Phil Collins from Genesis?
From 2006 to 2015.
You're kidding.
No, yeah. That's what it says.
The Dana Tyler from CBS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She met him when she was going to interview him.
Huh. How about that?
How about that?
I never,
weird, wild stuff.
I never heard that before. I'm surprised you didn't know that, the music guy you are.
Yeah.
And knowing she's from CBS. Yeah,
there's a bunch of pictures of them together. There they are in a Knicks game.
Wow.
I can tell you one thing. When I leave...
Goodbye.
See ya.
I got to go. And you'll do it like she did, too. Like, that was a surprise to the viewers last night. You'll come in and at 9:57, before you give the sports minute... By the way, G.
My final sports
minute. I'm done. This is it. Gotta go.
My final sports minute.
It's so true.
You know that Chuck Scarborough used to date Lady Gaga?
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Shut
up.
Jesus. Seton Hall advanced to the Final Four of the NIT with a 91-68 win over UNLV, and you got the Rangers visiting Colorado tonight, and the Islanders are and the Islanders are in Florida. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. And there are a lot of really good moments this morning.
Juan Soto!
But we're not going to use that for a couple of G's one-liners. It's hard to do anything other than this when a guy like Boomer gets duped in a story online. This one about Draymond Green.
When he's off the basketball court and he talks and
he's great.
He's awesome and he's intelligent and everything he says makes a lot of sense. But man, when he gets going and gets in that competitive mode, like he just loses his mind.
Now, I was reading about how Draymond Green supposedly choked Steve Kerr in practice. Now, this was a thing that went around the internet, I think it was yesterday.
Is Ball Sack Sports?
No, it's not.
For real. Well, how is this not a huge story then?
Is this Woj at ESPN? With a picture of Green and Kerr with a major. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through the. Was that like Schmoj at ESPN? Or was it Woj?
And we're also brought to you by Ball Sack Sports.
W-O-J. D ESPN.
Yeah, well, he's just W-O-J ESPN.
Draymond Green and Steve Kerr were separated at practice. This Adrian Wojnarowski, you're right.
It's not him.
Okay. You make a lot of errors, man.
It's just Woj ESPN. It's not Woj D.
Okay. Looks like you got D'd.
I just got D'd, yeah.
There you go. Moment of the day. Happens to all of us.
Hey. If you noticed, I have learned my lesson on these things. The first 30 seconds of that clip, after I say Draymond Green, I am quiet. I'm not saying, yes, I saw it. I'm scrolling to see if it is right. Because
confirmation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woj D.
Woj D got me.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, good stuff. We will see you tomorrow.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I didn't get through the whole thing because it just popped up and it was about 5 minutes, but I watched the first 2 minutes. I got the gist of it and I'll watch the rest later. But it was a video of Kyle Brandt from the NFL Network defending Caleb Williams after this video of him at a college basketball game. I guess it was a women's college basketball tournament game went viral. They put him on the broadcast. Did you see? Happen to see the video?
I did.
All right, so they put him on the broadcast, and he's sort of like dancing and moving his head around to a song that's playing in the arena. And then he like moves his hand around because he's dancing, and you can see he's got a pink phone case and a pink wallet, and his nails are painted pink, and it appears that he has lip gloss on as well.
Is he there to support the women's basketball? Is that why he's wearing pink?
I don't know. But so the internet gets a hold of this, and you can imagine what it does, you know. So he's now, you know, Kyle Brandt's defending Caleb Williams. But, you know, I don't think it's necessarily just that people say, oh, this is a red flag, this or that. I don't think it's a red flag that Caleb Williams has a pink phone case and a pink wallet. That's not a red flag.
At a women's basketball game.
Right. That is not a red flag to me. What I think the red flag is, just in the sense of, or what people think a red flag is, I don't, is that he just seems like he's larger than life in a celebrity sense before he has done anything on an NFL football field in a way that scares fans that might be Chicago Bear fans. So there are jerks out there that will do the gay jokes and do those things on Twitter. That'll always happen. But I think that the reasonable takes about Caleb Williams and the red flags come from the sense that this guy is just too in your face right now for someone who hasn't accomplished anything. And we have seen player after player after player at the top of this NFL draft fail at the quarterback position. You know, maybe pump the brakes on the fashion stuff before, you know, like, you know, Joe Burrow, when he came into the league, like, he is a crazy fashion guy now. Yes. You see some of the stuff he wears.
Yeah, but it took a while for him to get there.
But he didn't do it until he ended up going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
He had the drip, as they say, coming out of college, but he put the drip away until he started to become somewhat successful.
Now, he did smoke the cigars. He had the confidence, whatever. But you saw him, like, put on that cow skin jacket or whatever. There's all this nutso stuff when he started having success.
Yeah.
I actually kind of think the same. I have to go back, but I think kind of the same with Cam Newton. Like, I don't think Cam Newton in the beginning of his career was wearing the big hat and the scarves and the craziness. Like,
he always dressed nice, though.
He dressed nice, but then, like, he got more outlandish. After he wins an MVP, goes to the Super Bowl, he starts, you know.
Like Dak Prescott. You see Dak Prescott at a press conference? Like, okay, that's the guy that I want leading my team.
So that's where I think it comes from. So, I mean, I appreciate the Kyle Brandt defense of it because it is ridiculous. A lot of the stuff that people are assuming about him or saying about him or whatever, just because he has a pink phone case, like, big deal.
Well, I think painting your nails, I could think, I'm just speaking on behalf of, like, front office personnel people.
Yeah.
Front office personnel people, they're there to find those red flags.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that's all they do. They do background checks. They call people. They call coaches. They call friends. They call former teammates. They want to know, what's the guy like? Is he solid? Does he hang out with the fellas? Is he a captain of the team? Is he not a captain of the team? I mean, this is their job. You are investing potionally $500 million into one player. If it hits.
Right.
If it hits, think about it. If you got the next Patrick Mahomes, you got the next Joe Burrow, the next Josh Allen, you got those guys, guess what? That's why this decision is so important.
Yeah, I mean, you could also look at this another way. Like, Caleb Williams, all eyes are on him right now. wherever he goes.
And he hiding.
Right. He's not hiding, and he doesn't care what you think about him, and he's going to be him. So there's that side of it, too, that you could use as a positive.
I also know that a number of Chicago Bear players have already come out and said, don't bring that Hollywood BS here.
Yeah.
They've already warned him about this. And, you know, I don't know, again, see, this is the thing, like I was telling you about, like, Deion and Shador Sanders yesterday.
Yeah.
I think Deion has really paved the way for his son, made it easy, pretty much. His son's very talented, and his son may be a first overall pick in the draft next year, assuming that the team that's picking first is where Deion wants his son to go.
Yeah.
But there has to be something where a kid faces some adversity and overcomes something and is willing to fight through it. And I don't know if this generation of top end picks that are getting paid and driving Maybach and wearing diamond, you know, coated watches and driving Range Rovers and things of that nature. I just don't know if those kids know what they're getting into when they get to this point.
Yeah. And we will see.
Here's the one thing I will say, like Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft. Great story. He played like 53 games at Iowa State, quiet, unassuming, but he loves football. He's smart. He has the ability to handle the pressure. Nobody really knew who he was until he finally took over out there in San Francisco. And then people were still doubting him, you know, while he was playing. So, this guy's not going to be anything. And he's turned out to be a great player. And he's a guy that loves football. So you get that guy, that personality trait, and you put it into somebody. If that's who Caleb Williams is, or if that's who Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy is, now you got something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.